Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is Mpho Sehlolo, Acting General Manager of Benefit Management at the Council for Medical Schemes. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So just give us a sense of the current state of the industry.
Okay. And thanks for having me and thanks for the invite.
Sure.
The medical scheme largely a product of employment, which means that one has to be able to afford, whether in self-employment or maybe as a condition of employment because they are subsidized.
Right.
Their continuous sustenance rests largely on the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And not just any number, but healthy and more importantly, younger lives. What we are seeing and what we continue to see, in particular in a restricted membership space,
right,
where schemes operate within a particular company, is that if a company faces financial distress, they tend to look at their employee benefits to see where they can cut.
As you have more companies having financial difficulties, the first place they go is look at staff benefits. They remove medical aid benefits, which means it's the younger, healthier population that is being removed from the schemes, which is in fact what the schemes need in order to thrive.
Absolutely, they not necessarily to remove members, mm-hmm. but what they look at is where they can cut. Remember, they largely subsidize their employees to become members of medical schemes. So in actual fact, it is a cost to them. So if it is somewhere where they can cut, they will cut. Mm. But what we also continue to see is companies, particularly those that operate within a restricted environment, like I said, we see younger employees that come on board seeking alternatives. Because remember, if a company has a restricted scheme, it is only one scheme that operates within that company. So younger employees seek alternatives. They would want to have more schemes coming in, more choice. So companies will open up and allow open schemes to come and operate, meaning that all those restricted schemes will now have to compete for membership, particularly younger and healthier lives. So once younger lives leave those restricted medical schemes for an open environment, what happens is the old and the sick are left behind on those restricted schemes, making them not being able to compete.
So
the numbers dwindle,
right,
and then they are forced to look at either merging or maybe even liquidation.
So does that mean we are likely to see a sort of almost like a new landscape of medical schemes developing as the smaller medical aid schemes that are much more susceptible to this type of change need to find ways to manage?
Absolutely. We are at that office. We have been seeing the numbers really going down.
And it is
not only in the restrictive environment. Open schemes also are facing decreased membership. Either members resign or they reduce the number of dependents they have registered, you know. And what the regulation indicates is that for a scheme to be able to compete or to be viable financially, it has to have 6,000 members. So those four schemes that do not have those members find it really difficult to compete, particularly where these schemes are in a restricted environment, like I said. So even though the numbers might be low, and they probably have those reserves, that we see those reserves as not necessarily as being phantom, if I can put it like that.
Yes.
The numbers really and the healthy demographic will really carry the scheme through. So if the numbers are not in favor, that scheme is likely not to survive.